Kevin. Dude, let's talk about it.
Well, we're going to talk about it because we're already rolling, man.
Oh, good, good. Yeah. I do the same shit. You know that?
Yeah.
I do interviews all the time. I call our interviews, right? Instead of calling them interviews, I call them shakedowns.
Shakedowns.
Like a Jersey style, right? We're having a shakedown. And want to hear the funny part is because I call it a shakedown, the guest feels like compelled that he has to give away some secret shit.
Right.
Right. We're having a shakedown. Let's go. I'm emptying your
This is a shakedown here, everybody.
Yeah. Let's go empty your pockets and turn you upside down.
Well, everybody, if you could not tell by that beautiful East Coast accent, I have a guest with me in studio. I'm really fired up. This is the Next 90 with Nick. I am your host, Nick. And in the studio with me is the East Coast assassin, the Jersey Kid, Mr. Anthony Buccillo.
I feel like I got just a big cock right in front of my lips right here. I'm going to be honest with you. Is this an R-rated show?
It's an R-rated show.
Let him know. Listen, I'm sure that Nick doesn't curse as much.
I curse like a fucking
You
sailor.
Do? Yeah. On the show too?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good. Let's fucking do it then because I'm just, this is the way Nick knows me now since 2011.
Yep.
And this is the way I am. And when I first started doing like content or videos like years ago, remember my blooper reel?
Do you
remember?
Oh, yeah, dude, the blooper reel.
Because
classic.
I wasn't being me, Nick, and I was trying to be like, hi, my name is Anthony Buccillo. If you want to earn money from home, I sound like a jerk off. And then when I finally just became me and myself, I started getting good at doing the videos because I'm just being me because we talk the same whether we're doing this. We just talking just now, just breaking balls.
Well, we just did the your Facebook Live and crushed that, and you got 4,000 or so people in that group, right? What how many people?
4,000 in that group. Then I got the private group, but I'm also an admin of the big merch group, which is 60,000 people, and the guy lets me share all my content just because he likes me. He lets me share all the content in there. So just working on building the audience. You know,
got it. So let me give you a little background, a little context, a little texture here. So if you couldn't tell, you're born and raised where?
New Jersey.
So Anthony is like my East Coast like counterpart. You know, if I ever grew up on the East Coast, I'd probably be just like him, wearing a chain and the tattoos and the whatnot.
Look,
I know you got a chain.
I got the chain on.
I know you got a chain. All you Jersey boys got chains on.
Oh my boys, Guidos.
All you Guidos. Your dad carries fucking cheese in his pocket. We're gonna talk about that. It's a funny story. But so I've known Anthony for a long time. I'm really excited to have him on the show, and I'll tell you why in a moment. But before I get there, just everybody, every time someone comes on and say, hey, I am Anthony, I am blah, 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 your age, what you do. Like, yep. give me like the 2 minute
clip notes.
Yeah. Pretend I'm a chick, but you don't want to fuck me. But you're just going to like leave out like the other parts, but you just like,
I don't know how to do that. If you're a chick, I have a certain style.
All right. Then pretend.
I start talking, baby, you know, I start saying the word babe real quick. If I like a girl, I'm like, well, listen, babe, this is what I do.
But okay. So actually pretend I'm an investor. You're trying to pitch me.
Like, okay, great.
Who are you and why should I believe?
My name's Anthony. I'm 41 years old. Grew up in New Jersey, Italian household. Been an entrepreneur for the last 20 years. I've had success in the mortgage business. I was in the private jet business, work from home, business opportunity. Opened up a massive call center, which I learned, you know, with you. Built that to a $10 million a year company. Unfortunately, I had to shut that shit down. I wouldn't say shit to an investor, but I had to shut that down. We now have a pretty profitable Amazon business, selling products on Amazon. And now we're actually starting up the call center again. So I've been through a lot in those 20 years. I've made a lot and lost money, just like you, Nick.
Yep.
This will probably be like I've never made uber successful money. I've always made like, you know, my best years are like maybe 700,000 half. I never made seven figures in a year. Made a lot of mistakes along the way. But I have made money and gone broke 3 times.
Yep.
And I think finally at 41 years old,
starting to figure some shit out.
I'm starting to understand, you know, what it really means to have sustainability,
right?
How important it is. You know, I have a mentor. His name is Mentor Mike, and I'm sorry to go veer down.
No,
this
no,
thing.
No, no, it's all right.
This is cool.
This is cool. There's I don't have like an agenda with my podcast, so
I have this mentor. His name is Mentor Mike, and I uber successful guy. The guy's been helping me for the last probably 7 years for no reason other than that he just wants to help me succeed. He's about that kind of, the more I give, the more I'll receive. successful guy, and we'll have lunch at his country club like once a month, and he'll just ask me.
Is he a Jersey guy or?
No, what? He's a Long Island guy.
Okay.
Has email marketing business, has the whole shit on fucking autopilot, brings in $20 million a year. He literally does not have to speak to anybody at all. He has the right people in the right seats.
That's amazing.
And the one thing that he always digs into me is about is financial leadership. He's like, this time you learned the hard way. You've done this three times now. All these companies fail once they go over the 3 million mark because you don't have the proper financial leadership in place.
Yep.
He's like, and this time you're going to do it right. And he's excited for me doing the call center again. And this time I'm going to have the right people in the right seats from the beginning because I've always been sales focused. Sales. And like
how much can I get? How much can I get right now?
That's all I cared about.
And you and I were just talking about the long game, not the Nick Long game, even though that fool has some game. The long game, meaning this delayed gratification, you know, and that's what I try to tell people in the next 90 Nation is like, dude, it's a lot of freaking work. Like life is work, you know, and anything that's worth anything is going to be work. Like your physical body, dude, you're like probably in the best shape of your life, right? At 41 years old.
I'm probably right now. Yeah. I'm dialed in right now.
Yeah.
And so it took me until I was 35 years old
to figure that shit out,
to figure out that it's not a diet. I'm not going to go to the gym and get in shape. It's a fucking life. Part of your life. It's, dude. It's your lifestyle. It's your life. What do you do? I work. I go to the gym. It's what you do. It's just like your work. You got to just do it. I eat healthy. I work out. It's what the fuck you
and
do.
And that's the crazy thing because that's what I'm trying to tell everybody.
You went through the same thing.
Well, yeah, this is not like a 90-day fad. This is like, this is a lifestyle. I'm just trying to show you that when you chunk it down into 90 days and you start looking at your life with intention, with purpose, you know, you're talking about your goal journal. When you start doing that shit, it becomes part of who you are, you know, and it doesn't.
Your identity.
It doesn't define you, but it refined you. It refined you as a human being, as a man, you know. And so the one thing I respect about you, and I kind of carry the same trait, was that like resilience, dude. Like you got fucking grit. For some reason, I don't know if it's in the water over there. I mean, you come here, we got fucking fruit in our water. You guys got like lead piping through the East Coast water. That's why the pizza's
relentless.
Better. Yeah.
Relentless. Like I was, I spoke at an event in Denver, right? And there was maybe 100 people in the room. And it was an Amazon event, but I just immediately started shifting to the mindset talk. Because
that's what it's all come down to.
Yeah, I just like, you know, before we start talking about this shit, I'm like, who here, how much money do you want to make? Raise your hand, 5,000. What's your goals? 10. And I just started talking about mindset shifts. And fuck, I just lost my train of thought.
So you're talking about you're speaking and it was this mindset and lifestyle, that type of stuff? By the way, Anthony's on a new diet. It's not really a diet, but he's testing out this intermittent fasting. So he hasn't eaten in like 24 hours, and so I'm actually sitting across the table because I was afraid he was going to gnaw my arm or jump on me like Mike Tyson and bite my ear off.
So, dude, I spoke at this event. I was talking.
See, he just got it back. He's back, everyone.
We were talking about mindset stuff, and I just started going nuts about the mindset and the goals, and then. This one lady was like, you know, I have a problem with my mindset. She was like a bigger lady with a skirt on. And I'm like, just fucking do something you wouldn't normally do. Like, get on the fucking ground, do some push-ups. She's like, all right, I'll do it. And I had this lady like get on the ground and start doing push-ups. The whole crowd was like
going
cheering
nuts.
For her. Yeah, and I was throwing F-bombs left and right. And I was like, the guy was like, look, make sure you stand on stage and stay there for the camera. I'm not fucking standing right. I started walking around. I'm doing my talk going up and down the aisles in the room. Every other presenter was just sitting up there doing the boring shit, reading the fucking slides. I was like, fuck this shit. So anyway, after the event, the lady came up to me and she's like, can I please just give you a hug? Mm. I'm like, sure. She's like, I needed that. I needed someone to just push me because I have this mindset problem. And I just, the fact that you made me do that and made me get out of my comfort zone, you know, and people just got to get out of their comfort
zone. Dude, that's beautiful. I call it contrary action. Contrary action. Do something contrary than what you've done to get something different than what you've gotten. So you cannot expect to go from where you are to where you want to be without doing something different and getting outside of that comfort zone. The fucked up part is most people will live this life of discomfort because it's comfortable.
Because
they know
struggling,
it.
Barely making the bills. And resilience. That's what the whole we were just talking about, resilience, right? So I said to her, I said, guys, I've been saying this. I'm like, I mean this 100% when I say this. I am not smarter than any of you in this fucking room. What I have, I'm more relentless than you. I got a harder work ethic than you. And that's probably just about it. Like, my mindset's probably, I just think bigger. Yeah. And I got big fucking balls.
Right.
I said, I am willing to die in the ring.
Yep.
I said, and most of you guys, I'll lay it all on the fucking table to get what I want. Right. I don't give a fuck.
And most people won't do that.
No way, man. No. They get scared right away.
Yep. And so the cool thing about Anthony is he's been a serial entrepreneur. And our paths like crossed, shit, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that. And it was at a low point.
For both of us.
Yeah, he was coming out of the mortgage business as most people did, trying to figure out what he wanted to do. I had just come off like a big fucking business, doing
crushing it.
Ferrari.
I'm sure these guys know your. Oh yeah. That story.
In my, if you didn't hear my origins podcast, go back to the number one and listen to the podcast thing. The Ferrari, the Range Rover, the Mercedes, the private jets, the Playboy mansion, the whole nine. Like keeping up with the goddamn Kardashians before they were even the Kardashians. They didn't even know they were keeping up with me. And so things had kind of imploded for me emotionally, financially, relationally, like spiritually. I was just kind of at a low, and I was still trying to figure shit out. And I had a little call center, and these guys come out from the East Coast through a mutual kind of friend at the time was a friend. They come out. And I meet these guys, and they just got all this fucking energy. And Anthony's, as you can tell, is pretty full of life. And so they come up with this idea to start selling these updates for like Google, Yahoo, and Bing, where we were going to go talk to business and try to get them uplisted on Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
Get all their information corrected, optimized, so they could be found.
Yeah, and so Anthony and his crew come out. They see what I'm doing in the call center, and they like, latched onto this thing like crazy. They start selling out of my call center. They kind of perfect the model there. Then they take it back on the East Coast, and it just went fucking bananas. It went absolutely bananas. And to the point where I was like, well, shit, I need to get on this. So we kind of opened up two offices. We had the East Coast office, we had the West Coast office, and we would share numbers.
Splatter, bro.
Splatter.
Gary said it before.
That's where Gary
I forgot. Yeah. He said, dude, I haven't seen you since Splatter. I forgot it was called Splatter.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it did.
It fucking splattered.
It splattered.
It splattered
all over the place, except for in my bank account. And so we got in, like, I had a very cancerous, you know, contentious partner at the time. And
that was the only reason why it splattered.
It really is.
Because if it wasn't for that component, we probably would have done
You and I would have locked arms. We would have figured something out. But
yeah.
Talk about mindset. He got into my mindset, and he got into my mind telling me about like what it is I should or shouldn't do, and how I shouldn't listen to you guys.
Right.
And so we kind of—
Like he fucking knew better.
Yeah. So we kind of fought, and we went our separate ways. Anthony actually did very, very well. They turned that into a $10 million a year business. They were doing very, very well. He had to cut some cancer out of his life. So I go like down to the depths of despair. Like I ride this fucking ship, not to the bottom of the ocean.
But to Guatemala.
Yeah. I ride this ship to Guatemala. And I actually, like, I didn't even really remember this until you brought it up today. I literally had to relinquish the ownership that I had built into this call center in Guatemala because of the debt that I had incurred in this other business. One of the partners in Guatemala invested into this business. And anyway, long story short.
But you owned it, dude.
I know, I did.
You owned it. That's the most important thing.
I wore every last bit of it.
You could have easily fucked that guy.
Yep.
And you didn't.
No. Nope.
You owned it, said, I'm going to pay it back to
and
you.
And I could have fucked the other people that put in money as well, and yep. I didn't. And so I find myself in—
That's right. I forgot the other people. I know in my head.
You know
I
who I'm talking about,
you
yeah.
You took care of that?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yep.
We never talked to
There was two other people.
I know the one.
Actually, there was three other people. We'll talk about that at lunch. There was three other people.
Yeah.
And it was like—
I forgot about that,
over $100,000.
Like 40 here. Yeah, I remember.
30 here, 40 there, yeah. 60 there. And I started paying that shit off. And but I always had a tremendous amount of respect for Anthony. And I watched his career. I think— The cool thing is that when you meet these people and you have genuine relations for them, like, I care about your success.
Yeah,
same here. You care about mine.
Absolutely.
And like, you're in many ways, you're my biggest fan, and in other ways, I'm yours. It's because we know what the fucking struggle is like to get to where we've gotten.
That's what makes you who you are.
Exactly.
Dude, going through the process. You know, like, I used to listen to do some coaching. You know Jeffrey Combs?
I don't know if I do.
He was a big MLM guy, but he used to do phone coaching. And I did, you know, maybe a 25-hour package with him. And he used to say, you know, if you want success bad enough, you got to pay the price.
The piper is always paid.
You got to pay the price. And that's paying the price, the fucking struggle, dude. I had the fuck foreclosure, bankruptcy, $130,000 in credit card debt. I didn't even know what to do, bro. I don't even know if I told you, I even got, my parents actually set me up for the kill. Like, they invited me over. Like, people were like, dude, this is really what it came down to. The mortgage business was known as like an easy business, right? It was easy money. And all the easy business is over, guys. So all you mortgage brokers, get back to reality. Go get jobs.
Go get a job, yeah.
I knew I was better than that.
You're like, I'm unemployable.
I'm psychologically unemployable. But for the next 2 years, I couldn't figure it. I couldn't make fucking money, bro, because I had no skills.
Right.
All I knew was mortgages. I didn't even know what a fucking mortgage was, dude. I was just out of business with brokers on the phone. And now I'm learning internet marketing, lead generation. Anyway, I wasn't making no money. And then I stopped paying the mortgage. I was like, fuck it. I'll just stop paying everything. I had condo and AC. I used to just go to the party every weekend.
And AC for all the listeners is Atlantic City. That's like the Vegas of the East Coast.
It's like a mini little Vegas of the East Coast. And I had a condo there just to go partying. We used to go down there every weekend and go partying, gamble, and go to the clubs. And people were starting. I was just going through my credit card debt, and I just went bankrupt, everything. I was so broke. And people were starting like, hey, man, maybe you should really consider going to get a job. You know what I mean? I was like, get the fuck out of here. I'm an entrepreneur. They're like, well, you know, it was the mortgage business.
Yeah, you weren't really an entrepreneur.
You weren't. You know, you were lucky. You just got lucky. That's really what it started. And, you know, and all my friends who were in the mortgage business, that's what they did. They went and got fucking jobs, dude.
And where are those guys at today?
They got jobs.
And where are they at?
Miserable.
Exactly.
You know what they do? They talk about how much money they made in the mortgage business.
Yeah, everybody gets stuck in this fucking merry-go-round of yesteryear.
Always.
Dude, yesteryear is in the rearview mirror. You don't drive the car looking through the rearview mirror. You drive it looking through the windshield. You're aware of what's behind you.
It's unbelievable.
To avoid it, but you're like, you look through the fucking, and these guys just drive their life through the rearview mirror, and guess what they do? Crash.
And they go, remember those days? I'm like, nah, yeah,
you're like,
hey, good.
You're like, Al Bundy, dude, we graduated high school like 30 years ago, bro.
Dude, so my parents set me up. I remember this. It was like a defining moment for me because they were like, hey, come over for dinner. You know, Gina and George are going to be here. They're like family friends, successful people. Uncle Charlie's going to be here. They want to see you. I was like, okay. I go to the house for dinner, and we have a nice dinner, and then George says, hey, I want to come talk to you. We go sit down. I was like, how's business? And I asking me like weird questions. Then my uncle comes over.
You're like, where's this going?
Yeah, and my uncle comes over. Where's this going? My uncle's like, hey, listen. He's like, I know things are tough. And just to let you know, he's like, I'm good friends with the owners of this catering hall. He's like, hey, you know, they told me they got a couple server positions open if you want to go waiter over there. And I'm like, is this a fucking setup? I turn around like, to my mom, my dad. I'm like, you guys just fucking set me up? I'm like, because you all don't believe in me? I'm like, is that what it is? I'm like, look, Uncle Charlie, I love all, I appreciate, I know you're trying to help.
I know your heart's in the right place.
I know your heart's in the right place, but you ain't fucking helping. I'm like, I'm never going to get a job ever. I'd rather fucking die and be homeless. I'm like, I will figure this fucking thing out one way or another. So I appreciate it, but please don't fucking set me up like that.
That's crazy.
You want to come see me and hang out and say what's up and meet and see the family? Let's do that. Don't set me up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll ask you if I need a job.
Yeah. You would have the wherewithal, like mentally, to be like, hey, I can't do this anymore. But
I know, right? That's
what I want people to understand is like this journey of entrepreneurship, this journey of life. It's not easy. And like, you are 100% in charge of you.
You really are.
Like, you're the only one. You're the master of your fate. You're the captain of your soul. You're the only one. And what happens is 9 times out of 10, people listen to that shit and they go, yeah, you know what, mom? You're right. And they get some serving job. And then they say yes to that, and they say no to their fucking dreams and their desires and everything that's inside of them. And that's why I tell everybody, get this stupid gap map. Like,
let me see that fucking thing.
This gap map is it's not fancy, but it's like, hey, where are you? Yep. Where do you want to go? And what's standing in the way? And you know what's standing in the way? You touched on earlier. You talked about it at the conference. Their mindset. And your mindset was, I am never giving up.
You have to be that way.
Yeah.
Without that, you got nothing.
Right.
You got to be fucking relentless,
right,
dude.
Right.
You got to be mentally fucking strong.
You do.
You know?
And so I want to get to something that I'm excited to. Anthony, I kind of let the cat out of the bag in the drive over here. But like, Anthony doesn't remember this, but he kind of did when I started talking about it, is that the whole reason I went to Warrior, the whole reason the Next 90 Nation exists, the whole reason all of this transformation happened in my life is because this man sitting right in front of me, the Italian Stallion, introduced me to fucking Warrior.
Like, you're welcome, Next 90 Nation, okay?
Yeah, yeah. And like, dude, it's crazy because I actually didn't put two and two together until just recently. I'm like, holy shit, dude, you know, having him on my podcast, how fucking crazy is this, man? How fucking crazy is it?
The hairs are standing up on his arms.
The hairs are standing up because I was like, I had called you to bust balls. Like, dude, we, as you can tell, like, this guy, he's got some great fucking stories.
Oh, man.
I love the one.
I got so many more, bro. It's been a while since I seen
you.
Well,
we're going to lunch after this. So I love, so he's got so many stories. Some we probably can't even put on air.
No.
But, so I called him to bust balls about this previous business partner I had. And this previous business partner had gone to like this like fucking retreat. It was like called like the Primal Man, the Primal something. And you had to get like fucking naked and like scream in the scream in the forest. And they had like this wooden dildo. I mean, it was totally, totally homoerotic. And like, I don't care what your sexuality is. One of my best friends is gay. Like, I don't really care. But it was like this fucked up, like weird retreat. And so I called you to bust balls about that. And we started having a good laugh. It was you normally do. And you said, yo, you got to check this shit out.
Because Kevin had just sent it to me and said, hey, I'm thinking about going to this. I go, wow. And then Kevin said, you know, I think Nick would like something like this. And then you happened to call that day.
Isn't it weird? Kevin,
I'm like, check this out. And then you got fucking hooked on it. You did it instead of us.
I know. I did it. Like, you sent it to me. And it's funny. Like, I'd say that coincidence is God's way of being discreet, right? So I hadn't talked to you in a while. And I reached out to you. And you said, you said, go check out this fucking thing. I click on the link. Next thing I know, I lost 4 hours of my life, but what I gained is a whole new life. I gained a whole new perspective. I went to Warrior. I paid the $15,000. I'm over $200,000 fucking dollars deep into this thing, but that $200,000 investment into my mindset, into this way of life, has translated to two businesses doing eight figures, a new fucking startup, a personal brand, a podcast. So dude, fucking thank you, my friend.
I'm glad you watched it, man. Yeah. I know you've been since the day you did it. You're like, dude, you got to do this. I really do.
Partners came through. The irony is one of his old partners came through and I coached him. I was on the journey and I coached this man through his
Frank Scott.
Yeah. And it was crazy, man.
He's a good man too, man.
Yeah. He's crazy. So I want to go back to, you know, kind of the mindset stuff. Cause like you,
I'm all about it.
I mean, you haven't gone to Warrior, but you subscribe to the same shit. It's physical fitness, financial freedom. It's relationships. You know, you're not just a fast talking dude from Jersey. You're a dad.
Yep.
You know,
dad, two boys.
And then your overall purpose. I also know you're a God fearing man as well.
And I think the mindset. All I do a little. I try. I always struggled about trying to get it in, like the mind, like what to do to, you know, personal development. I'm just not a reader. You know what I mean? I'd read and I noticed myself after five pages nodding out, and I finally figured out that audio books were more my speed.
Yep.
And then I figured out that the best place where I digest the information is when I'm driving.
Mm.
Right. A quick little, you don't even need a lot. Even like 10, I do a little Grant Cardone. Right now I'm doing Be Obsessed or Be Average. I love that fucking book.
Yep.
10X rule. So I do while I'm driving, or I have a routine also in the morning, right after I have to go to the gym, shower, and then while I'm making my breakfast, throw on the audio, or I do a little Gary V or a little Grant Cardone, and I get in like 15, 20 minutes a day between driving and that. I try to do it every day, and then I write my goals every day in my goal book right next to my bed. And just that little bit alone is all you really need every day.
So let me get this straight. You're studying something. You're then writing shit down in a journal, in a book, some goals that you want to do. You're working out.
Yep, every day.
You're eating healthy.
Yep.
You check in with the boys.
I check in with the boys every day.
Yeah. You pray.
Yeah. Yep. I should do more praying.
Do you meditate?
No, I don't. That's another. I'm lacking meditation and lacking enough religious times.
Oh, champions dominate. I love that. Champions dominate. Don't be a little bitch. He's wearing a bracelet that says champions dominate. Don't be a little bitch.
So this is from Grant Cardone.
Oh, right? is that his?
That's his. And, you know, I have our merch by Amazon audience and my groups. We'll talk about that at the end. But, you know, I get I do a lot of content, like four Facebook lives a week, the podcast, the YouTube videos, and people really appreciate, I don't ask for anything.
Dude, you're giving it away. So where I was going with that, I want you to finish that, but where I was going with that, dude, you're basically doing the fucking core four. I talk about this core four, which is body, being, balance, and business. Your physical body, working out every day, fueling it properly. Your being, which you know you need more of, a little meditation. But then the second part is journaling, writing down shit that you want, shit that you're grateful for. Your balance is your kids. You know, you check in with them, let them know daddy loves them.
Very balanced.
And
with
then
that.
And then your business. You're studying shit every day. And
so
then
I'm doing what you're teaching.
You're doing what I'm teaching. You're missing. Yes. You're missing one component.
Tell me.
You're missing the fucking meditation.
Yeah, I know I am.
Yeah, and
I'm aware I'm missing it too.
And that's a huge part.
I have a great relationship with my ex-wife, thank God.
Yeah.
And she's very into spiritual. And I know that like that's that.
Dude, that'll unlock some shit.
I know.
For you.
I have to just stop procrastinating and just fucking start and just do that last part.
But
in the
I want you guys to see that. Like, you know, he doesn't know it, but he's getting the results in his life because he's living this way. He's living the same way. I didn't come up with this shit. It's like pour into yourself, pour into your business, pour into others. Pour into to your relationships and pour into whatever your purpose is. And guess what? Crazy shit will unlock in your life.
Crazy shit will unlock
in
your life.
It's insane.
Yeah.
So now you got the Amazon merch business, right?
So I have the merch by him. So I have, you know, Amazon FBA, which is the product business.
What does FBA stand for?
FBA stands for Fulfillment by Amazon. Okay. So it's when you sell on Amazon, either you're sending it into their warehouses,
right,
and then they're shipping it, Amazon Prime, taking care of everything, or you're doing FBM, which is Fulfilled by Merchant, and you're doing the shipping, and that revolves... That involves customer service, shipping, a lot of, you know, you want to just use FBA, right? They take a lot more money, but they
So that business is doing a couple million a year?
We went from 1.1 to 2.2.
Nice.
2017, but I don't like the fucking business, and the margins aren't that big. I'm a very transparent guy. I'm not a bullshitter.
That's another thing that we subscribe to here, which is called the code, which is to tell the fucking truth.
I'm telling the truth, so this is why I don't like it. I originally thought that, you know, that I was making a 40% margin on it, right? And then after all said and done, and the fees and the shipping and the warehouse fees and all this shit and long term, it's just and the marketing, it ends up being more like 20.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So 2.2 million ends up being like, you know, 400-500. It's not that much. You know what I mean?
I mean, 500,000 is a lot, but it's
I got a partner.
But you probably got to work your ass off.
Well, work your ass. You know, for the amount of effort I'm putting in, I put in the same. I go all in when I'm all in.
Yeah.
I had the same effort when I had the call center, and we did a lot more higher margins and a lot more volume with the same amount of effort. So I started to realize that this platform was not going to get me to 100 million
where
in sales.
Where you wanted to go,
which is in my goal book. I want to build a $100 million sales company, and I'm like, all right, I went from 1.1 to 2.2. Now what, I'm gonna go from two maybe to four, and then maybe four to six. Like I saw that I wasn't in the right platform. Got involved with Merch by Amazon, which is a brand new platform. And,
which, by the way, you can go get your next 90 gear.
That's right.
I'll put this up on the website, and I'll actually send it out an email link. Anthony helped me get all the next 90 gear. Actually, the shirt that I'm rocking straight from this
man. That's right. And this is such a cool business. It's Amazon's new merchandise program. So what they do is they right now it's t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and long sleeves, but they're going to be releasing pop sockets, iPhone case, all kinds of gear that you could custom put stuff on.
Yep.
And what you do is all you do is put designs up on the platform, and then Amazon puts them for sale. When somebody orders them, Amazon prints, ships, free returns, customer service. So you hold no inventory. All you're doing is putting designs up on there. Started doing that business. And what I saw was that there wasn't a lot of people doing content for that business. And there was a lot of people on Facebook that were getting in that business.
Yeah.
I was, you know what? I've been wanting to do content for a long time. Let's just start doing it, Kevin.
Yeah.
So we started with a podcast. Started doing that once a week. It's called the Amazon Merch Jersey Edition.
Is it iTunes?
Yeah, it's on iTunes. Actually, let me just say, go to jerseymerch.com. Everything's there.
Jerseymerch.com.
Our link to our podcast, our YouTube, our Facebook groups, our newsletter, our free merch autumn. It's everything's there. So
do you teach people how to get into this business?
We teach people how to get in the business, how to build the business.
Can anybody do this like part
time? Free. Anybody could do it free, part time, whether you want to make a couple $100 a month to a couple thousand. So, I don't make any money from
you
signing up.
Do you guys remember that podcast where I was like, hey, there's always a way to make some extra money? You say, oh, I got a job. I say fucking bullshit with Uber and Grubhub, all these different things. Merch by Amazon store. So go to jerseymerch.com and you can, if you guys are interested, Anthony will help you out.
I have so many, so it started with that podcast. Next thing you know, we're doing the live video. Then we're doing it twice a week. Then we're doing it four times a week. So now I'm like all in on the content. We're doing Instagram stories. We're all in because I really like Gary Vee Grant Cardone. Yeah, I watch how much they do. And I'm like, I'm going to keep doing, even though I'm not really monetizing it that much yet, I just know like we're in the second inning. We're not in the eighth inning here with this content.
Well, you're just
thing.
Giving value.
And I'm just giving value. And I don't ask for a lot in return. I don't really sell too much stuff with it yet. I'm just building the audience. So I have the YouTube, the Facebook. So just to make it easy, just go to jerseymerch.com and you'll find everything there. Yeah. But for anybody that does want to make a little side hustle, money, it's free to get in. You go to merchbyamazon.com, get an account. I don't get paid for you to do it. It's Amazon. And it's a great little side business. There's people with no skill set at all in designing. And you can make text-based designs. See that? Next 90, on your shirt? Yeah. You could just make little funny phrases and just with your Photoshop.
On your finger.
And just, there's even an app. Dude, there's an app called Over, O-V-E-R, where merchers make designs from their phone and upload it right into Amazon. And they're for sale an hour later.
That's crazy.
It's sick.
So Anthony has helped me. I actually, both of my businesses, CarGuardian.com, MediaMix365.com, All these are in the Amazon store that I have the next 90 gear, which I'm going to put up for you guys. So I don't have to stock any inventory. I don't have to worry about, your size is schmedium. I think he's a schmedium, which is a schmedium. He's a Jersey guy. He likes those pecs to be
in the premium. I'm large though.
Okay. All right.
After I wash it.
So then we got larges. And so anyway, I don't have to stock any of this shit. It's fucking beautiful. Amazon is an amazing, amazing machine. And so Anthony's got these businesses now. I want you guys to understand that he has not given up on what he wants. And he's very clear. What did you say you want to build? How much?
$100 million sales company.
He's saying that. You guys can't see him, but he's fucking looking me dead in the eye. And he knows where he is going.
I want people to look at me like I'm crazy when I say it too.
Yeah.
Because I want to just keep saying it. And you know what? It's like, that's all I talk about now.
Right.
When I meet up with my buddies from home who are just broke, making no money, they're like, yo, what's up? Let's go out and celebrate. Celebrate what? Celebrate I'm building $100 million sales company. They're like, okay. Okay, motherfucker.
And
I
you
am.
Guys, you guys have to see it. It's about manifesting it in your mind first, and then your behaviors.
I talk about it all the time,
bro. Your behaviors will start to dictate it. So what Anthony's doing is he's pouring into himself, physically. He's studying finances.
You know what Grant Cardone calls it?
What?
Feeding the beast.
Yes.
Feeding the beast.
Yes.
Write it down. I talk about it to my mom, my dad. That's all I talk about now.
Yes.
Building $100 million sales company. But you're backing it up
with your mindset, with your body, with everything. Yeah. You're talking about, you're telling it to your kids. You're bringing them into the picture because your kids are, I know what a great dad you are.
Dude, so I went to Denver and the guy, a big guy from merch was there and his son, 12-year-old kid, has a Merch by Amazon account. He's building a little business.
That's awesome.
And they talked about merch kids. I'm like, this is great. So I got both of my kids a merch account. They're 10 and 8 years old. And, teaching a little 10-year-old kid
how to make some money.
Make some designs, put them up there. I mean, it could be worth fucking, who knows how much by the time they're 18 years old.
Right.
So instilling that into them. But so real quick, back to the merch thing. So we're doing the content now for a year and a half. No end game yet. And I'm like, dude, Kevin, I don't see how we're going to build a $100 million business with this, doing it the way we're doing it.
Right.
I meet this guy. I'm actually meeting with him tomorrow night. He's making fucking $300,000-$400,000 a month
profit
in the merch business. Profit.
Wow.
Meanwhile, the top earners that I've saw make $20,000-$30,000 a month, which is good for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's good money.
I'm not here to make $20,000-$30,000 a month. I want to build a $100 million sales company.
Sure. Right?
So I'm like, how the fuck are we going to do this? And then I see this guy. He's like, dude, this is how I'm doing it B2B. I'm going to business owners. I'm telling them how to use the shirts as a promotional tool.
Right.
I'm like, holy shit, this
is
it.
Like I'm doing with my business.
Right. So now I'm like, wow, look at this full circle. I had the 100-man call center selling B2B. We had to shut it down, unfortunately, because we almost got jammed up. I get involved with Amazon. I get involved with merch. Now, all of a sudden, it's all tying in. I build the call center again, but I sell the merch that I've been building around the community, and I bring the whole fucking thing together again. I'm like, this was all meant to be.
My friend, coincidence is God's way of
being. And I'm right fucking here now looking at you.
And I'm here looking at you, and I'm on this fucking podcast because it's something you sent me 3 fucking years ago. And it's about a decision to do something different and to go and to start thinking different, start talking different, start acting different. And then guess what? You get a different result.
Isn't it the gravitation or the
dude,
whole
it's
world?
Crazy.
Just,
it's crazy.
I've been through some shit in my life, man. You know what I've been through too. Family stuff.
Yeah.
I've had two partners royally fuck me worse than anybody you can imagine. And most people will go run in the corner and to go sob and shame and complain. And you just got to get right the fuck back up. Rocky says in that, what does he say? It's not about how many times you get hit.
It's about how many times you get back up. And you keep getting back up and you keep getting back up. And that's what I was trying to tell everybody. Like, if you just stop stopping, I'm going to do a whole episode on this next week. Actually, it probably already dropped Monday. The Monday episode, this is Wednesday. You're probably not listening to this on a Wednesday, but this is dropping on Wednesday. Monday's episode is about that same thing. Stop fucking stopping. Just keep going. I have seen inside of this warrior movement, inside of this gap map, inside of this core four, I've seen just men not stop. They just keep going. And man, they have gone through the freaking roof. Men that I was like ahead of, next to, have surpassed me because I chose to stop along this way. And now this time, inside this movement, inside this podcast, I'm not stopping. Just in the last 40 podcasts, the opportunities that I've created, the doors that have opened. I mean, it's fucking crazy. You had every reason to stop.
Every reason.
But you had every reason not to. And you know what those two reasons are? Those fucking kids.
Yeah, man. Everything. All I want to do is provide the best life I can for them.
And I know how close you are with your father.
Very close with my father. And you know, you know how bad I've been wanting to come out here. And the only reason why I haven't was I had a bad situation. You know that?
Yep.
And then also, I always feel bad about leaving my parents. But even my ex-wife wants to come out here with the kids. And, you know, I'm at the point in my life where I'm on the second half of my life. I'm on 41 now. And I can't live
without those kids.
Yeah, and I can't live for any. I can't live like feel bad because I leave my parents behind when they're fucking 70 already. You know what I mean? So I actually started my goal book today. I wrote in it yesterday.
I saw that.
I wrote
June 2019.
I want to be out here because I feel like for me to get to the next level in my life, I need to change my network of people. I always wanted to be around you and just everybody out here. And I think it's a better quality life to raise my kids.
I mean,
look at
the fucking energy that we've had just this afternoon.
And you know what? I don't have this out there, bro. Yeah. It's me always bringing the fucking energy. I got to bring it myself. You know what I mean? And
that's why you bring so much of it.
Maybe that's why I bring so much of it. You know, so I'm ready for that too.
One of the things, Anthony, I talked about that we're gonna actually do here shortly at lunch is we're gonna change it from goals to targets.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna help you frame up a little 90-day challenge.
Let's do it.
And then I'd love to have you back to see the results of that.
Well, now that I'm working, so with this new call center play that we're doing, you know, I partnered up with Brian Loving, you know, great guy. He used to work with him
absolutely
for a long time.
Brian actually. If you're listening to this, buddy, I really appreciate you because I was giving birth to my child and Brian was giving birth to the office. Like everything you saw in that last office, the colors, the whole thing, Brian fucking spent countless hours on.
He's good like that.
Yeah, and we're still tight. We went separate ways, but we're still tight because we respect each other and we know that like our intentions were always pure, that I want the best for him and likewise for me like I do for you.
Well, now that we're doing this and we partnered up, I'm going to be out here probably at least every other month. So you're going to start seeing Anthony from Jersey over here more often. We'll do a podcast
podcast. We'll do a live one next time. And we're going to follow up on your 90-day challenges because you just started like writing things down.
I just started the goal book only a month and a half ago.
Target book.
I like that.
And we'll work through this. So we are running a little short on time, but can you talk about your dad? Because I love when you talk about him. Just like give the impression of your dad always walks around, like describe him. And like, I love when you fucking talk like him and you do the whole nine. So give a little background on your dad.
Yeah. So my dad's like old school Italian, Sicilian, right? I grew up Sicilian. You know, I used to go there every year when I was a kid. And my dad's not in the best shape. He's very overweight. And my dad has an addiction to food. Right.
That's specifically he loves something.
Cheese and sausage, right?
I mean, come on, people. How Italian does that get?
I don't know if I ever told you this is funny. Maybe like it was, he never got a real bad health scare, right? And then, you know, what happened was he had a mini stroke like 5 years ago. Thank God it didn't really hurt him bad. Not that he fucking changed his ways to get healthier, but
right.
So he's in the hospital and he was kind of in and out of it. And the doctor comes in there and he goes, all right. He's like, so he's talking to me, a doctor. He's like, look, he's like, your dad's arteries, we had to clear them out. He's like, they were real fucking junky. I'm like, junkie? What the fuck does that even mean? It's like, there was just a lot of junk in there. I can't explain it. It was one of the junkiest arteries I seen. I'm like, what the fuck?
Is that a medical term?
Yeah, I'm like, junk. So then the guy leaves the office and then my dad wakes up. He's like, what did he say? I'm like, he said that you had a lot of junk in your arteries. He's like, junk. And my dad says, junk, what the fucking junk? I said, what kind of junk? I'm like, junk, what fucking junk? I'm like, a prosciutto, sausage, cheese. He had to get it all out of yours. He said, a fangulo, he goes. But my dad's the kind of guy, he like demands respect. He'll walk into the office and he'll just look at me.
Does he wear, I just picture him like in a tracksuit.
No. He actually was funny. He wears like buttoned up shirts with like jeans. And it's fucking weird. I don't even know why. And with shoes. And he comes in the office and he just like looks at me with a look with his hands out. And what that means is, go get me a fucking espresso. Without him even saying it, he looks at me like, give me that look. I'm like, you want a coffee? He's like, yeah, what the fuck you think I'm here for? I'm like, oh. And that's how he is all the time. And he'll sit down with me.
Yeah.
I got to talk to you about something serious. I'm like, yeah. He's like, sit down. I'm like, all right. He's like, listen, I think on Friday I should bring lunch here for the office. I'm like, okay. He's like, I got Giuseppe. He makes this nice beef steaks down in Munaki. I pick it up. Then I'll go to Rose's. I'll go get some homemade pizza. But it's almost like porn for him. He's like fucking addicted to the food, dude.
But tell a story where he's got like a fucking wheel of cheese. Like
he does it all the time. He'll walk in the office with his jacket on. I'm like, hey, I got something really nice. You want to try it? Yeah. And he'll fucking open up his jacket and pull a piece of cheese out. And with a little knife, he's like, this is Caciocavallo right from fucking Sicily. And he'll just start cutting pieces of cheese, pulling the cheese right out of his fucking pocket. It's unbelievable. Dude, you never, dude.
I fucking love it, man. Because it couldn't be like so farther away from the way I grew up, but so close to it. Because meaning that like it's just about family, right? And it's like you're pacing, tracking, wanting to do better than your father, and eventually you want those boys to do better than you. You know,
I fight with him about my. I'm very healthy with the diet. He yells at me every day. I'm eating like the healthiest meals possible: ground chicken with fucking rice. What are you eating? That shit, that's bad for you. Go home. You have pasta with cheese, bread and butter. That's what's healthy. You don't fucking know what healthy is. You think this is healthy? That's shit. I'm like, yeah, like, you know, he's fucking 270 pounds, bro. His belly's like a fucking, like a wine barrel. And he's telling me, meanwhile, I'm like shredded. I'm in great shape. And he's telling me what I'm eating is not healthy, and go home and listen to my mother.
Oh man, dude, I could sit here forever. My stomach is hurting. I know we're going to go have some more laughs at lunch here. So everybody, they can find you at jerseymerch.com.
Jerseymerch.com. Everything's there without making you go through all these kind of loops.
So go to jerseymerch.com. See Anthony. Subscribe to his channel. He's fucking crazy. It's entertaining. It's informative. It's inspiring, man. I really do appreciate you. I thank you, dude, because this podcast like doesn't exist if you don't introduce me to Warrior. Granted, I had to decide. I had to do the work. I had to do all the stuff, but you put it in front of me. You cracked that fucking door. I kicked it wide open, and here we are. So I appreciate you, brother.
That's awesome, man. I never really put it together in my head that.
It really is. It's crazy. And I want you guys to leave on that fact that like it's all about the decisions we make in our life, and it's about when you see an opportunity, going after it and being fucking relentless.
Relentless. So, can I say something real quick before you wrap it up? Have you ever heard of Tim Grover and the book Relentless?
No, I have not.
So real quick, without going, this is good for the audience too. Yeah. So this guy was Michael Jordan's personal.
Oh, I do know who this guy is. Okay. Yeah.
I saw him speak at 10X Growth on Grant Cardone's thing, and then I bought his. He has a system called Relentless Mindset System Training.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is about he has a theory about three different kinds of people: coolers. Coolers, closers, and cleaners.
Okay.
And cleaners are like the best of the best. Like the Michael Jordan, the Kobe Bryant's, like, and he just, it's all about their mindset and what it takes to be elite. And he talks about how, you know, when you're elite, it's not about the one championship you win once a year. It's about winning the championship every fucking day.
Yeah.
You're playing to win every day and you could always do more.
Yep.
And he says it always over and over. You could always do more. You know, and Nick, he said, you can have a legacy by winning one or two championships. He's like, for you to be the best at the best, you're playing to win the championship every fucking
day
of your life.
That's why LeBron's been to 8 championships in a row. Eight fucking years. That's crazy.
Such respect.
So to that point, if you want to win the game of life and show up like a champion every fucking day, you need to start subscribing to this philosophy called the Core Four, which is your body, your being, your balance, your business every single day. Head over to ownthenext90.com. That's ownthenext90.com. Download the Gap Map. Get on my email list. I got some crazy shit coming down the pipe. We're going to help Anthony take his goals and turn them into targets. And I want you to come back in 90 days and we're going to fucking find out where you're at.
Can I fucking eat now? You know how hungry I am?
I'm so hungry.
I haven't eaten in 16 hours.
Let's go get some fucking food, bro. All right, my friends. Until next time, this is the West Coast Kid and the East Coast Assassin saying, own the next 90. We're out.
Next 90 Nation.
That's right. We're out.